galoshes is like a rubber boot that you'd slip over your shoe. You'd get it maybe a size larger than your shoe and put it on, so that when you would get to where you're going, you'd pull that galosha off and put it aside and keep your shoe on.
And because it's keeping from getting dirty.
Yes, and getting in all the mud that you would.
So I take it that the fellowship action of getting the streets paved was
big deal. The getting the street paved, as well as going downtown, integrating the restaurants because they would have a designated seating area for the blacks, but some of the ladies, the white and the blacks, would get together and go and sit in the area that was designated just for whites only, and to be served. And some of and go to the hotels. They didn't spend the night, but they'd go in into the lobby and just sit. And wherever that it was predominantly segregated, where the blacks and the white would go together. And therefore, we all got stairs, you know, the white ladies along with the black ladies too, and the merchants and things didn't sit well with some, had a few encounters, but it was nothing real bad.
So did you participate in those?
Once we got together and got acquainted, we divided ourselves into groups. So I chose to go with the group for getting the streets paved. So we had a lady that was in real estate, and her name was Trudy Foster. And at that time, we had no black representation at City Hall. And she was really a fighter. So along with her, we would walk the streets of Southeast to get the signature of the homeowners and talk with them. And then she would go to City Hall and present all of this to the council people there. And she fought very, very hard to help us to get our streets paved. Even the mayor at that particular time owned property in Southeast Denton, and that the streets were paved. So it was very hard on him, so we were told. And then fixing the property up, because I'm told that some of the houses that he owned at that time could have been in better condition than what they were. They were on the other side of town that we called, at that time they called it Shacktown.